The Astros hosting the Diamondbacks. Josh Reddick comes into this one in a 3-for-29 slump, looking to break out of it in the fourth inning with the Astros leading at 3-1. Reddick at the dish facing Taijuan Walker.
Here's the 1-2. That one is a shot to right field, base hit. Big two-out RBI for Reddick. How about that? That was big time with two strikes.
And Goldschmidt drills this one deep to left field, and you can kiss that one goodbye. That's onto the train tracks. And that's driven pretty deep right center. Going back, Reddick and Springer. Reddick at the wall. That's gone. Back-to-back home runs for the Diamondbacks.
Hey, Jose is 4-for-9 on the year with the bases loaded. Gets away. Here comes Centeno. He is safe at home plate. Astros lead 6-4. This ball's hit well to right field. Josh Reddick has gone yard. 12th home run of the year, two-run shot, and the Astros blowing this game open in the eighth. It's now 9-4.
The Astros take out the D-backs 9-5. Charlie Morton ties a career high with his 10th win of the season, allowing one run in 6 1/3 frames, striking out 9. Every player in the Houston starting lineup had at least a hit, including George Springer, who notches 3 hits and 2 runs scored. The Astros handle the D-backs. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after.
The most noteworthy thing in the first couple innings, just strikeout after strikeout, power fastball. He threw a couple breaking balls in there and then relied a little bit more on his breaking ball as the outing went along and got a little tired at the end. But, you know, kind of entering the game, being able to set a tone, obviously, with a good fastball like that is a pretty good showing. He was awesome. I mean, he set the tone early with the big home run. I mean, that's it's probably as far as he's hit a ball this year. And then the sac fly was good. The single, when they turned him around right-handed, I think he was bored the last couple of days in the National League Park. So it was nice to get him four good at-bats. He'll be back in there tomorrow. Yeah, he's forcing things a little bit. You know, when he's at his best, he's really commanding the strike zone. And I thought that at-bat in particular, he took a couple close pitches and hung in the at-bat. That's a tough at-bat. You know, Chafin's good, and he's got the capability to put up really good at bats, and as the balls in play are not falling for him, I felt like he's been a little bit outside of his game plan the last couple of days, back to the last week or so. So it's good to see him contribute. You know, he got the big hit after the base running error in on Tibby's sac fly, and then the attack on home runs proved to be pivotal because they started to put together an inning in the ninth.
Josh Reddick breaks out of his slump in a big way, tallying 2 hits and 3 RBIs.
It felt really good. You know, you got to credit the guys ahead of me getting on base. Guys, you know, Fisher and Altuve and Springer doing their job. Centeno working a great walk off of a lefty. And, you know, got the pitch I wanted. I was just lucky I didn't miss it. I was just trying to hit a sack fly to get George in to give us a little bit of insurance. But fortunately, it climbed over the wall for us.
You know, Josh, after the 5-game losing streak, you guys have now won 3 out of 4. That's kind of the character of this team, isn't it? There's never any panic. You're always right back in the next game.
Right. I mean, it was a frustrating road trip for us, but we knew coming back to Houston, coming back home would be a good thing for us so we can put it behind us. And, you know, going to Arizona and splitting that series was even a positive thing for us. So to be able to come back here and you saw the way the guys swung the bats tonight, I think we had, 13, 14 hits. So it was a good boost for us to come back out here tomorrow.
Carlos Beltran launched his 14th homer of the season in the victory.
You know, no well in the road, this road trip that we just finished. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, as a team, I feel that, you know, you're going to go through bumps in the road and you have to be able to overcome those situations. And the good thing about here is that, you know, we are united as a team. So the fact that today we came and win and everyone basically contribute was fun.
Fastball. Right there, you know, 3-2 count, and I'm looking fastball. I mean, if you throw anything else, might be a strikeout right there, but he threw me fastball right there, right in the middle, and I was able to put a good swing, and it's a good feeling every time you're capable of, you know, doing something positive to help the team win.
Charlie Morton ties a career high with his 10th win of the season. He allows one run in 6 1/3 frames.
Yeah, I think it was good early. It was a little bit of a problem there in the middle innings. But we got through it. I think my four seam helped me out a lot. I threw quite a bit of them. Got some swings and misses with it, so it's good. I think they were hunting the sinker and giving them a little bit of a different look. I don't know. It's a good question.
Thank you.
don't know. I mean, I threw a couple of them, and I could see that they were a little late. And, you know, that could be an approach thing, could be the scouting report thing. You know what I mean? It could be a bunch of things. But if it's working, it's working. So I think.
Up next, the series against the Diamondbacks concludes on Thursday with Mike Fiers on the Hill.